A reading from Matthew 7, 7-8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
One of the things that people that have been listening to you and me have these conversations, they've asked, have we practiced for this? And the answer is no. We sit down and we say a prayer, and then we dig into it. And so I'm going to come at this a little bit differently than I ordinarily would. What struck me is the active nature of the verbs. And how that I tie that into a bit of a personal approach here, in that I think many years ago I would not have understood really at all what Jesus was saying here, because I don't think I would have believed it. I don't believe that simply asking, seeking, and knocking was enough. I may have been a little bit of a performance-related Christian where if I did all the right things, then Jesus would come knock on my door. But that's a very passive approach and incorrect in almost every respect. But I think it's common, and that's why I brought it up. I think that oftentimes we don't get the active verbs and the active approach to the relationship with God because we're waiting for God to come to us, more or less sitting in a prayerful state and just saying, God will come to me, and he will. But you're part of the puzzle. You're part of the action.
You need to respond.
Right.
I mean, God's the first mover. We get that. But then he throws us into the dynamic of relationship. And in a true relationship, it's not just one person pursuing. It's a give and take, back and forth. And the intensity of which God invites us into prayer is phenomenal. We do so much second guessing. Should I ask about this? Should I do this? How does God... God's our Father who's loving and loves when we come racing into him with different ideas and perspectives. And there's an intensity in this, the verbs being so concrete as they are, that invites us into a dialogue with God.
We also, Jesus is bringing to us the very nature of God in his nature. You see, you keep on talking about the God-man, God and man combined. And in a way, I read this, if you want to understand God, here's a way of understanding him. I mean, God wants a love relationship with you. He cares about you. He doesn't want you to be where you're at. He is not a static God. God is spirit, but God is spirit in the sense that God is electric here. God dynamically wants you to leave where you are and enter into that relationship. Hence the ask, hence the seek, hence the knock.
Proactive pursuing rather than simply passive waiting. There's proactive waiting, which is different than passive waiting, but God calls us into dynamic pursuit of him.